Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Scott Bradley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Neil Allen. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The DH, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball four. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eorg moves to third. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mosby moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Mosby moves to third. Leach moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive towards first. Leach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eorg moves to third. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Eorg tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Rans Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kittle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Barfield moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi bunts towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullinix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Joel McKeon now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Gene Nelson now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Dean catches it and throws to second to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Wayne Tolleson now playing third base. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Blue Jays, 3. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Scott Bradley. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nichols moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nichols moves to third. Kittle moves to second. One out. Tom Hainke now pitching. Bobby Bonilla pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-4 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Eorg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Eorg moves to second. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Eorg scores. Mullinix moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.